head down. We head down. We head down. We head downhill. Our heads fly high. Our fingers freeze. Our hair falls down. Our hair falls down. Our fingers freeze. Our hair falls down. Spouts, the steaming air, the smarter spouts. Out upon Brenda's iron sledge. The ones on top are comfortable, yeah, they're sitting on a human chain, a human chain. They're sitting on a human chain. Slush and freezing in a roaming groove. Out upon Brenda's iron sledge. All upon Brenda's iron sledge. Please don't call me Reg. It's not my day. The bucking sled, which it's a tree, and falls asleep, and falls asleep, which it's a tree, and that is that. The grasshoppers cut up and burst, and Brenda shovels on the worst. All upon Brenda's iron sled. Please don't call me Reg, it's not my name. All aboard Brenda's iron sledge. All aboard Brenda's iron sledge. All aboard Brenda's iron sledge. Don't call me Reg, it's not my name. Thanks very much. That was what life in Britain was like in 1980. Until Spandau Ballet came along. But you've got to remember that in historical terms, Spandau Ballet and the Weavers were almost the same thing. From the perspective of 500 years' time, if anyone is abducted by a scientist from the future, or any of us happens to go into suspended animation and wake up after the apocalypse, then they'll say, hey, you were from that period when, the Weavers and Spandau Ballet and stuff. And it's no good trying to explain to them that they were different genres they won't understand. And